From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day, a victory for Exxon at the Supreme Court. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. The court ruled that the $2.5 billion the company was ordered to pay for the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill was excessive, and the justices reduced the amount to $500 million. We'll talk about the ruling in a moment with Slate's Dahlia Lithwick. First, let's go back to that day in March of 1989 when the oil tanker ran into a reef off the coast of Alaska.
Valdez traffic, Exxon Valdez, over.
Valdez traffic, over.
A ship-to-shore call to the Coast Guard from the captain of the Exxon Valdez, Joseph Hazelwood.
It's Valdez back. We've fetched up on the ground. Evidently,
it was one of the largest oil spills in U.S. history. More than 11 million gallons of crude oil spilled into Prince William Sound in Alaska. It destroyed the fishing industry for years and ruined many small businesses on Alaska's coast.
One of those victims is Osa Schultz. She and her husband owned a fishing business on Prince William Sound back when the oil spill happened in 1989, and that oil spill destroyed their business. They were among the plaintiffs who sued Exxon for damages, and Osa Schultz is now joining us from Cordova, Alaska. And welcome to the program. What is your reaction to this decision?
I'm very disappointed. I think it was a cheap way out. They denied us the damages that we were awarded, the amount anyway, they cut it. And that amount, you know, will help, but it doesn't come anywhere near to what we really lost.
So the decision, they cut the $2.5 billion to $500 million. That means with 33,000, lots of numbers here, 33,000 Alaskans in line to get some sort of damages, that means each person will get $15,000.
Yeah, whoopee. I mean, I'm disappointed in that light just because we lost so much money. The compensatory damages were based on the first year to 3 years losses, and we lost money for years after that. And there's just no way that should be used as a basis. I'm looking forward to reading what the court actually ruled and what the reasoning was.
Well, I think from my cursory reading of the opinion, the justices basically said that you can't, that the punitive damages that were awarded in this case, the $2.5 billion, were excessive. They were much more than the formula should allow.
Yeah, well, whose formula? That was always our big issue, is that Exxon walked in here and said, we're so sorry, you know, we'll make it all better. And they did with poor press, from our perspective. And they just whitewashed the whole thing. It's really scary how powerful they are. And I think the blessing in all this is that it's over, finally, for one thing, but also that the Supreme Court did slap them in the face and said, you know, you do owe punitive damages. So in that way, we won.
This has been a battle for nearly 20 years. The oil spill happened in 1989. How much do you reckon you've lost monetarily in these last 19 years?
You know, I don't think I could put a value on it, because the thing that we lost the most was the ground, the financial ground. Because when it happened, we were just on the verge of some very good years. And there's no question about that. There's so many statistics that could back that up, from the fish runs, from the market work that we'd been doing on for the value of Copper River salmon. Look where it's come to now. It's extremely well known and very good fish. And so it was like getting the rug pulled out from under you, right when you had the whole room set up right. And that's what hurt the most, is we were just in our most productive years to really go out there and make a difference in our lives, the whole town. So many people had to file bankruptcy and lost their businesses altogether. We've been able to hang on because we've taken out loans, but it's going to still be a struggle to pay those off. The little bit of money that this is going to bring is not going to do that. So we'll keep working.
So the fishing never came back to what it was pre-1989?
Oh, it did. You know, it was the slam against the businesses, I think, a lot. A lot of them closed here in Cordova. Sound hasn't 100% recovered because the herring haven't come back.
Are there any remnants of the spill still left, let's say, on the beaches? Do you? Bits of oil?
Yeah, it's an annual field trip for the high school that goes out and examines what's there for the Science Center and collects crude that's still not broken down. And Exxon didn't clean it up. They just made a big show.
Osa Schultz was one of the plaintiffs who sued Exxon for damages after the Exxon Valdez oil spill. That oil spill back in 1989 leaked 11 million gallons of oil into the Prince William Sound. And we've been talking about today's Supreme Court decision, which cut the punitive damage awards from $2.5 billion to $500 million for the residents of that area. Osa Schultz, thank you very much for joining us.